SBS Ελληνικά.
How many years have you been in Australia, Senada?
20 years. I came as a refugee in 99. On Australia Day, 26th of January, yes. This year I got Australian of the Year for Brimbank on the same day.
I would like to start a conversation, Senada. I would like to welcome you at the SBS Greek program, first of all. So how this idea started? From whom and why?
I'm a community project officer for Australian Croatian Community Services. Brimbank Council is sponsoring the event. So this has nothing to do with my work. Mm-hmm. This is my kind of voluntary work in Brimbank. I'm president of Kud Dukat, Bosnian folklore dance group. So actually the funding received that dance group.
You are behind all this initiative.
Yes,
somehow.
That was my idea. I was on one of those concerts of the groups that they are going to be presenting that night, and then I came to idea to invite them to actually sing in Brimbank. We have a theater there at St. Robert's Community Center, and that's how it started. And then I asked Pegasus to come, and you know, like Bosnian folklore dance group, and then multicultural choir, and that's how it's actually whole idea.
How many different language communities will be represented at the festival?
Would be the Turks, the Jewish people, Greeks, Bosnians.
According to you, what purpose serves this festival? Because many people say that we have already a lot of multicultural festivals. Why we need another one?
This is a very weird combination. When we talk about Bosnians, the Bosnians are Orthodox and Catholics and Muslim people. So we're actually having three different faiths together. And then on top of that, we do have a Jewish people that are connected with the Bosnians, and they all sing Sevdalinkas. So that is multicultural and multi-faith, and it's something that is, this combination doesn't happen very often at Brimbank. We do have different combinations of people working together, but this one is amazingly new, and it's on the higher level of quality.
And it takes place in St. Albans, Bowery Theatre.
Yeah, it's Bowery, and it's just opened like 2 years ago, and we have a theatre there.
Why did you choose that location? Why St. Albans?
Because I do live in St. Albans and at Brimbank since I came to Australia. My kids grew up there. And the St. Albans Community Centre is the mecca now of West for art. So would be the best place actually to deliver something like this. The doors open 6:30 p.m. and the concert starts at 7. Everybody understands music. And all those musicians are going to explain, translate kind of the story behind the songs in English so everybody understands what's going on in the song. But the music is amazing. Like that's the connecting the communities, different communities and religions, and showing how actually similar we are, and we all understand the language of music. And who is going to be performing.
Any message for our Greek listeners?
They should come and to show how proud they are of their part of the project. Because we do have Pegasus Academy Greeks Folklore as well. And Habibis and Irini Vela are the Greek members of the band.
Αν σας άρεσε αυτό που μόλις ακούσατε, βρείτε το SBS Greek στα podcast της Google και της Apple.